In studio today, so excited about our guest. Justin, have I not been saying for the last two or three days, oh, I cannot wait to talk to this girl?
Yeah, because I think this is a decision time for you, whether or not you're going to continue in the radio business or if you're going to go do what she does.
Wait till you hear what she does. I would like to introduce you to Duke Wimberly. How are you, Duke?
I am great. How are you doing?
Good morning, Duke.
Well, hello there, sir.
How are you?
I'm just great. How are you guys doing?
I am great. I'm excited to watch Malone fangirl all over what it is that you do.
Oh, here. It's already started.
But I'm just interested in the whole concept of it because I think it's just fantastic.
It's fun. Yeah.
I didn't expect to see you in one piece. Just tell them what you do.
I ride Bronx.
Heck yes, you do.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
You're on a TV show riding Bronx.
Yes, ma'am, cowgirls.
Saddle Bronx, bareback?
Ranch Bronx.
Okay.
It's actually an event that most people aren't really super familiar with. You're riding in a stock type saddle, which is an everyday working saddle.
Okay.
And basically, you can do whatever you have to do to survive the ride of 8 seconds.
Right.
So you can grab anything.
You can grab whatever. Tail. Just hang in there for 8 seconds.
When they told me that a girl was coming in who rides Bronx, you also ride bulls, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
I expected to see a big, burly woman. Let me just describe Duke to you. She is the cutest, petite, prettiest, red-haired little girl. I don't mean to call you a little girl because I know you're tough, but oh my gosh. How did you get into it?
I actually used to be the queen at the Stockyards Championship Rodeo, and I was for a few years. And I just want to do something different. I want to do something that women don't generally do. I wanted to set myself apart from other women. So I decided to start pursuing rough stock, and it stuck. I love it. I can't imagine doing any other event.
I love what I've heard about the message because I think it's so cool. You're a mama of a 2-year-old.
Yes, ma'am.
And I've heard about what it is that you want your child to know.
I would like for him to grow up and, you know, have respect for women, obviously, but also know that you can go out there and you can crush your dreams, you know, set goals. Don't be scared to chase them, no matter how crazy it sounds or what people tell you. And go out there and do
Amen.
It. I mean, make
God
your mark
you
in this world.
Raising them that way and just having
yes,
that
sir.
In your own mindset.
Don't sit back and watch the world pass you by. Life's
no,
too short.
And don't let anybody tell you that you're doing it right or wrong.
Be respectful, be humble, be sure. kind, be gracious, but go out there and chase your dreams and go out there and follow your heart and follow what God's plan is for you. And that's what I'm doing.
You get a little bit of success, they'll always come with a little bit of haters and a little bit of jealousy. And you just
little bit,
kind of keep
yes.
your head down, do your thing, and continue to say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir.
Yes, sir, that's right. That's absolutely right. You just keep doing your thing.
Well, I love the fact that you've got that approach not only to life, but just in your sport in general. Because, when you go to a rodeo, usually the only time you'll see that female competitor is in a barrel race.
Yes, sir, usually.
You know, or if they have a chuck wagon race or something like that, then usually you may see a driver. But, to jump in the middle of what is usually defined as the male portion of the sport.
Yes, sir.
Bull riding and bronc riding. To see you guys jump in the middle of it, hey, why not?
Life's short. If you want to do something, just go out there and do it.
Is there a reason why it seems like it's just been a male-dominated sport? Is it just because there's been nobody like you and folks like you come along and go, you know what? Watch this.
Well, 100 years ago, women actually did.
Yeah.
They stepped up, and actually, I believe they're a little more BA than what we are, but we're working and we're striving hard to bring
it back.
I'll say
it, because she's a lady. She won't say
right.
badass.
Yes, sir. But those women back in the 1800s were absolutely just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And hopefully one day I will reach that status that they had back then. And they're pretty amazing. So it has been done before, but we're trying to bring it back because it's something that's kind of died off over the years. And it's something that really needs to be brought back because women are tough. We are strong. Are we men? No, absolutely not. Do we try to be men? No. We don't.
Mm-mm.
I don't. Men are built stronger than women. That's a cold, hard fact. We have to face that every day. But why not just go out and enjoy doing what you...
Doesn't mean you can't let us
try. Right. We don't try. We do.
Sure you
do. Okay.
Right.
But anyway, I had to throw that out there.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right.
What
we can.
Do the guy bull riders think?
They're actually very supportive.
Yeah.
In the Bronx also. Men, it's very rare that you catch... You do catch flack from them, but it's rare.
Mm-hmm.
And men have been very supportive and usually... are very helpful. You know, they want us to be successful and they don't want us to get hurt. And sometimes you just got to tell them. Sometimes, I mean, you're just like, hey, man, you got to let me do this, okay? You know, kind of, if you would step back, please, sir. And
rather
they're like, okay.
Hey, little lady, let me just
right.
show you what
and
I
you
know.
Get a little bit of that,
of
but,
course. Yeah.
You know, they're good.
We're talking to Duke Wimberly, who is a bull rider, a bronc rider, and the great thing about this is you don't have to just imagine what this is like. They have built a TV show around the girls who are riding these broncs. It's called Cowgirls. It is on Ride TV. And the
yes,
great
ma'am.
Thing is that tonight you can actually go and see the filming of y'all riding ranch broncs. What can we expect to see in the competition tonight at Cowtown Coliseum?
You can expect to see the most guts and try and effort put into an 8-second ride that you'll probably ever see anywhere. I mean, these girls are serious. They come out there to, I mean, you mean business. We go out there to put 110% into trying to make a ride on a bucking horse that really doesn't want you on them. Mm. So the horses love their job and they know what their job is, and their job is to get you off of their back. And our job is to say, ha, 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 not till that buzzer goes off. But what you can expect to see is some women that really take pride in being women and take pride in being tough, strong women. It's going to be awesome. I mean, sit back there and just watch the grit and the try that goes into these rides, because you'll be amazed. There's no doubt.
Well, you are, without a doubt, the toughest female I think I have ever met.
I don't know.
But you're actually injured right now.
Yes, ma'am. I am.
Was that because of a ride?
Yes, ma'am, it's because of a ride that went wrong. I broke my collarbone. I just got a plate and 6 screws put in 3 weeks ago, and I'm down for a little while, but it comes with the territory.
But
and
you're going back.
Yes, ma'am. What else are you going to do?
Not go back. Not get on another ranch bronc ever again.
That's not an option.
Okay.
That's not an option. No, ma'am. I'm in for the long haul. I ride rough stock. That's what I do.
Tell us a little bit about the show.
The show, Cowgirls. We are actually working on season 3 right now, mm-hmm. and we're going to be filming in Fort Worth and at the Stockyards Championship Rodeo, and season 3 will air in October, and we're super excited about it.
But if you want to get a sneak peek, you can go tonight to Cowtown Coliseum. What time is it?
Yes, ma'am. The rodeo starts at 8 p.m.
And this is built into the regular Stockyards Rodeo.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
So this is the section of Cowgirls.
We're here to inspire and watch a cool, gritty ride. So you guys come on out.